Just 10 quick points. Love the Lord with your whole heart. Love, respect, and appreciate your husband. Never be argumentative with him publicly. Have a little mouth and a deep throat. Learn to swallow pride.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
What part of my 17-day tantra cleanse did I say meet one of the strangest men on earth and be his boyfriend? Have you not learned anything from me? With your taut little body, I thought you'd go out there and see the world and do things and do people. But no, you're stuck in New York in a tiny little apartment on a hover round doing cam modeling.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, Kessikins, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Chrissy the Kraken Hoadley, and she's my co-host. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Hey, how the hell are you?
Chrissy. Fantastic.
Yeah. Question from the audience.
Ooh.
Let me pull it up right here. Terry in Ohio says, I'm a longtime listener. Thanks for all the laughs. Love you two. Just think you're peaches and cream. Thank you very much, aww. Terry. I recently got involved with a man who I've been seeing for about 6 months, and he is 22 years older than I.
Oh, okay.
As two people who have considerable age gaps in their relationships. Tell me more. So I think what she's looking for is a little guidance on how to handle the age gap, right? And I would say the first thing is, if you recognize there's an age gap, you're totally fucked. Dump him right now. That's my opinion. No, I mean, listen, there's a lot to like about a guy that's 22 years older. He's probably got an enlarged prostate. He has a hard time getting it up. His knees are probably weak. His back is going to go. He's likely going to be unemployed at some time soon because no one hires old guys. And if there are white guys, forget about it. Just old white guys suck. And, you know, your parents are going to be pissed. Your friends aren't going to like him. And I don't know. What else? What other good news can we give her?
Well, I don't know. I think, again, as my philosophy is each to their own. And if it's working for you so far, that's great. I personally dated a guy that was about that same
22
age.
Years yeah. older. Jeez, yeah. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And after a while, it was
something new every day.
Yeah, this is when I lived in Nashville. And after a while, it was a little hard because there's a big generational difference with that. So,
yes,
you know, but hey, if he's young and he might be a young 22 years older than he is. Than she is.
I will share a little bit about the story of Astrid and I.
Mm-hmm.
When Astrid and I met through a mutual friend, let's say that, without complicating the story, because it is a little complicated. We met through a mutual friend, and when I was first introduced to her, I was introduced by her aunt, by Astrid's aunt, by way of a picture sitting on her piano that had been there for about 46 years. Like, it literally was this old dusty picture of Astrid when she was a teenager. And she's like, see, isn't she beautiful? And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's 12. What do you, I mean, yeah, she, you know, for a 12-year-old, I guess, but I'm not in the habit of dating 12-year-olds.
Right.
So I was totally put off by the age difference. Little did I know she had grown since that picture. I had no intention of dating her at 12. But then I was like, wait, she's in a different country. She's many years younger than I am. I say many, not too many, 12 years. She's 12 years younger than I am. I mean, what in the world could I possibly have in common with this woman? Even though I tended to date younger women, they weren't 12 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. They were 11 years younger than me. So there was, you know, it took some getting used to.
Yeah.
But I will say this. When I met Astrid, when we met and we started chatting, we never stopped talking, never once, except for the inevitable question that always comes, how old are you? Never once did Astrid and I ever talk about our age difference.
Right.
We never did.
Same with Jeff and I.
It was never apparent to the two of us that the age difference was there, let alone problematic. There were some cultural things because she comes from a different culture, and there were some generational things because she comes from a different generation. And so I would say that those of us that grew up during World War II, we just had a different We just had a different
view on life.
That's right. We had a different view on life, a little more hardened view
Hence
on life.
The bunker that you were going to be building.
Yes.
And the pool.
Correct. I loved killing those Nazis. And, you know, age is only a number. Souls don't have an age. I think there's an appropriate age to date and then a non-appropriate age to date. If you're 56 and you're dating an 18-year-old, I think that there might, you know, I don't know. It's up to you, too. But at the end of the day, it looks a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a 20-year age gap, and I don't know how old you are, but if you're in your 30s and he's in his 50s, or
yeah,
you're in
definitely.
Your late 20s and he's in his late 40s, I don't really see that there's that big of a deal with it.
I don't either.
I don't know that it'll go the distance, because let's face it, you're terrible at relationships, Terry. And you should just give up. But I don't think anything of the age difference. And I would say the more you think about it, the more problematic it's going
to become.
I agree.
Yeah. Act like it's not there.
Act like it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's pills to fix his broken boner.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Terry, I say congratulations to you on the newfound love and romance. And I wouldn't worry about it too much. If you start talking about the age difference a lot, that it's problematic and it's not going to work out.
It'll become the elephant in the room.
For yeah. sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's going to be some outside pressure. I don't think Esther and I ever got a question about our age either. I don't think anybody ever asked what's the
no.
age difference, why are, she's
so young.
You
mean with your
young.
Family?
With anybody,
yeah.
really. Except for you.
Right.
Hoadley asked me a few questions. But Hoadley had known me for
well,
a long time,
yeah,
so she was right
was
to ask me
say.
A few questions. The only time, the biggest argument that Hoadley and I ever had, it lasted for about 3 months. I don't think we talked very often for about 3 months, because she was pissed that I was dating a college girl up in Tennessee. And I'll never forget the phone call as I was on the way up there. And she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to see this chick that I met up in. And she was like, Brian, she's a child. What would her parents think? That's what she said to me. And basically hung up the phone. I mean, she didn't hang up the phone, but she was basically like, well, I guess I'll talk to you later. And I was like, I guess you will. I'm going to get me some pussy. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, you had a string of really young girls there for a while, too.
Well, one. one really young girl. She wasn't that young. She was 21.
Well, I feel like there was a teen in there at some point. The tanning bed girl?
Excuse me. No, the tanning bed girl was 21. Okay. We went out drinking together.
Okay.
But I was 35, so I get it. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I wasn't exactly
There's
a spring
chicken.
There's
a string of things that weren't going right with the young girls that you were dating. And so
it all lasted
about
4.5 days. Yeah. I think I went up to that girl in Tennessee's house 4 times before I quickly realized it wasn't her that broke it off. It was me, because I was like, yeah, Hoadley was right. This is ridiculous. This is kind of ridiculous. And the tanning bed girl, she was super attractive. And quite frankly, it was the woman besides you that I saw most often. I saw her on a daily
That's
basis.
True. You did.
Yeah. She was kind of like my girlfriend anyway, because I would show up every day. I'll never forget that. That tanning bed girl, she called me one night, and here's the situation. She called me one night. We actually didn't date. We hooked up a few times. Mm-hmm. She came to the pool. We got a little boozy. We hooked up a few times. We never dated because she had a boyfriend the entire time. They were on again, off again. And when they were off again, she'd show up at my pool and hang out with me. She called me from the tanning bed. She's closing up. And one lady walks in like right before closing time. Lady walks in, goes and uses the tanning bed, leaves. She is cleaning up the tanning salon, and what she sends me this picture, she's like, I found this. I think it's drugs. You know, do you have any idea what this is? It is clear that what it is a whole fucking big goddamn rock of cocaine.
Really?
Crack cocaine. It was like this. It was like a baseball-sized rock of crack cocaine. And I was like, oh, that is crack rock cocaine. And she had no idea. She was like, oh my God, what do I do with it? And I'm like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the lost and found. Don't touch it. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't touch it. No fingerprints. And somebody's coming back for that. No one has left that. So I'm on the phone. So then after the text message, I'm on the phone with her and I'm like, listen, you only have one or two choices here. You can leave it there and hope that somebody else, like your boss, finds it and does the right thing and calls the police and they can dispose of it. Or they're certainly coming back. And if they do, open the door and let them get whatever they want to get, and then tell, say, I had no idea anything was in there. And that's exactly what happened. While I was on the phone, someone came. The lady and another guy came and they were pounding on the door. And when she opened the door, I could even hear in the background, the guy was like, my girl left her cell phone in the booth and she needs to get it. And
right this way.
Yep, right this way. She did the exact right thing. She said, right this way. They went in, they left. She said, thank you. And that was it. But I thought, wow, this is an episode of Breaking Bad waiting to happen.
I know.
And my poor tanning bed wife is going to get all involved in it.
I know.
My tanning bed wife. I really was going there quite often at that time.
Yes, you were.
My little brother reminded me he was married to a woman who I love very much. He was married to her and she was a tanorexic. I mean, she loved going to the tanning bed.
Well, there was a time when that happened. I mean,
yeah.
One of my first jobs was in a tanning bed.
Oh, it was.
Oh yeah. And I would go all the time.
So he said to me at this dinner recently, he said, actually, my ex-wife was concerned about you. And when my ex-wife, the tanorexic, was concerned about you going to the tanning bed so frequently, he's like, I knew it was bad. It was a bad problem. So I've stopped the tanning bed reluctantly.
Yes, thank goodness.
I would say that's where the age gap shows up too, is in your skin.
Well, right. Or medical things that start happening.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I've been blessed. Mm-hmm. You know, I only have a bad back, a bad knee, walking pneumonia. Terrible eyesight. I can't hear a goddamn thing. Besides those things, I'm hanging on pretty good. I'm pretty sure I have early onset dementia.
But your sense of smell has heightened.
My sense of smell
due to everything else deteriorating.
That's right. You know, like blind people, they'll get like a super sense of hearing,
yes.
You know, or deaf people will get really good eyesight or the ability to read lips across the room. I'm falling apart in every other direction, so I can smell Blue's poop from a mile away. When that'll come in useful, I'm not sure. But hey, it gives me a chance to yell at Blue every 5 minutes. Terry, ignore the age gap.
Yeah.
If you like this guy and you guys are on the same page and it feels good and you like it, roll with it and don't bring attention to the age gap. There's going to be some things that are obvious and it's fun to to poke fun every once in a while and make a joke about
my
it.
My old man.
Yeah, my old man.
You're an old man.
Yeah, your prostate's
don't say that.
The size of a basketball.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't ask him why he's going up four times in the evening to go pee.
Yeah.
Just know it's all a part of aging gracefully and move on with life. Because the more attention you call to it, the worse or the more of a gap you're going to put in between the two of you. Otherwise, I would say 6 months is a long time to go for a relationship
really
in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That's like in dog years, in 1973 years, that's like being married for 12 years. Because no one stays together anymore. So congratulations on the new love. Ignore the age gap and keep going.
Proceed.
You know? Yeah, proceed with caution. That's what I would say. Find yourself a young pool boy that you can,
you know,
get a rock hard penis from and then buy some Viagra for your other man. Age gap is something we've addressed on the show quite a bit. Gold diggers, our friend Marlon.
Yes.
You know, we've had a lot. There's a lot of attention that's been called to the age gap relationship thing, which Christy and I, to be clear, in case you're a new listener of the show, we're not really judgmental about too many things. And
No. We're
certainly not judgmental about age gap, unless it's just ridiculous. Unless you're trying to date Shauna Ray. And then in that case, we might have something to say about it.
Yes.
But we've reviewed a couple videos of gold diggers. I'd say sugar mamas and sugar daddies over the years and the seasons. And one of those...
Which is a nice way of saying gold diggers.
Which is a nice way of saying gold diggers. But I want you to be the judge for yourself. If you remember, like maybe middle of season three, beginning of season three, we saw an ITV video where there was a famous child actor who was dating the girl. Remember, he was kind of short and a little weird looking. Like, I don't know how to explain what he has, some kind of dysplasia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite a little person, but he kind of looks like a little person. And he was a famous child star. I forget from what, the Munsters or something. I don't know. But the Munsters, he'd be dead. What is a Munster? What was the Munsters? Back in the 50s, 60s?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know
either. They were in black and white.
Yeah. But I think it was on black and white on purpose, though, for like spooky effect.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same
60s,
the same like years in television station as Mr. Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Ed was in...
Well, the reason we're thinking this is because Nickelodeon. Nick at Night.
Oh, Nick
he
at
used
Night.
To run all that stuff. Yeah. Beverly Hillbillies, Mr. Ed,
that's right.
Munsters, all of that.
Yeah. That's the only way I would have right. seen it is because I wasn't alive in the 60s. I was born in the 40s. I'm watching the Munsters in my 20s. Come on, guys. What am I? Child?
TV, what's that?
TV, what's that? A talking horse? That's amazing.
We should revive
Viagra.
That.
What's that?
We should revive that character. That oh, was yeah. funny.
Mr. Old Fuddy Duddy. Mm-hmm. Curmudgeon-y old Fuddy Duddy. I remember a time when there weren't square wheels. So I thought what we would. I found a video where this couple is featured. It's like an update video, not from ITV, but it's an update video where this couple is featured and a couple of other people who have age differences in their relationship are featured. What a timely question.
That's a perfect segue.
Isn't it a perfect segue? Yeah. Look at how Brian pulls it all together. It only took me 362 episodes to learn how to do this.
It's chaos when I walk in here, but when you get on that mic, it's smooth.
You think it's chaos when you walk in here a little bit?
Sometimes.
Brian's kind of spinning around like a Tasmanian devil, yeah. getting everything set up.
Babies and bottles in hands.
Yeah, you know. That's when the age gap really shows up, is when you have children. That's when the age gap really shows up. Astrid runs circles around me. I need a nap every 15. I feel like I need a nap right. every 15 minutes. I don't get one, but I feel like I want one. And Astrid's just a spring chicken. I'm like, hey, babe, you want to go take a nap? And she'll be like, no, you go take a nap. And I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, no, I'm
because she
I'm
knows
fine.
How fussy you'll be.
Yeah, I know. Like she knows what child. An old man I am. Take care of your own children. That's what I got to say, yo. Ratchety, cratchety, yahoo. Take your children and go somewhere else. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that TCBpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video. Plus, you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to TCBpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, TCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second-generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
TCB. So, without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found a video featuring one of our favorite gold digging couples, I would say that's the appropriate term.
Gold digging.
I say gold digging.
Yes.
How apropos. A penis? What's that? All right, here we go.
This is 26-year-old model Sarah. She fell in love with Mason.
That's the guy. I told you. Okay, he's 54. So there's a 30-year age gap here. And I don't know how to say this politely, but let's use John Anthony terms. She's a hard 8 and he's a soft 2.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you know, love can prevail amongst looks aren't everything, Chrissy. They're just most things.
4-year-old retired child star turned entrepreneur.
I don't see myself as being in her league.
You aren't. Right. So 20 turned entrepreneur. What exactly is he doing? Pimping out his girlfriend
well,
on Patreon?
He's managing her modeling career.
We didn't hear the whole story.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I don't think this is like a Vogue type fashion model. I think this is like.
No.
You know,
this is an internet fashion.
Chatterbait.
This is internet modeling.
That's right.
You ready to go?
The couple have been happily together for the last 7 months. But they have faced plenty of criticism along the way.
A lot of people have come out and, you know, like, really? You're with that dude?
Yeah, what? I don't think that has much to do with your age, bro. I mean, I think it... I'm sorry to say it. I mean,
well, also a lot of people, quote unquote, have come out. Well, yeah, because you put it out there.
You put it out there.
Yeah.
That's right. You're on every fucking television station in Europe talking about your gold digging girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know any other way to say it.
Why?
Now it's getting serious. Will their nearest and dearest accept their love?
What I hope Mason is like? I'm kind of expecting maybe like a character.
What does their nearest and dearest mean?
Nearest and dearest
friends,
I'm assuming? Yeah, but this looks like an Indian shaman who just got out of the Paul Mitchell studios. He's
no
like a Paul Mitchell shaman.
Joke, yeah. No joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so if you're in case you're not watching, now I guess they're going to introduce the friend to critique the whole relationship. You know how these documentaries go. They're all formulaic. So he's bringing him in. This guy has black t-shirt, black jacket, black jeans, black hair, and then sunglasses hanging around a gold chain.
Right.
Think of an Indian, and I mean a Native American, Paul Mitchell, and that's what this guy looks like.
Yep.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so he's her nearest and dearest.
Yeah, he's her nearest and dearest. No. And look at how
Poor Mason.
Mason's fucked. Poor Mason has been... He's had this look from other people his entire life. Yeah. I feel bad for Mason, actually. Except I don't, because he's dating a 24-year-old rock-hard body. Like, life's not all, you know...
It's not all bad.
Yeah, it's not all kick in the dirt.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 26 years old.
Hi, I'm Mason. By the time this airs, I'll be 54.
By the time this airs.
Wow.
Why did you say that? I just would have said I'm 53.
Yeah.
Are you making yourself sound older? Wow, Mason, you got some age on you, bud.
Very pretty.
You look very adorable.
Thank you. There's 28 years difference between the two of us. And... You know, the funny thing is, this is the first relationship of my life with a massive age discrepancy. The last time I dated someone 26 is probably when I was 28.
The couple couple might not be considered a natural fit, but that hasn't held their romance back.
Yeah, but speaking of natural fit, he's probably 3'6". She's probably 5'2" or 5'3".
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well,
how do really short girls and really tall guys or vice versa, how does that all work, do you think, physically in the bed? I mean, like the minutia of it. You think, like, if your penis is right here, right? If you're a tall guy, if your penis is right here and your girlfriend only comes up this far, then, like, when you make love to her.
Well, if he's laying down.
Well, if he's laying down, that's the easy solution,
exactly.
Right? But you can't have sex like that every time you have sex. I mean, I guess you could. I do it missionary style every time. Because that's the one I know best. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to work around
it. But like missionary, wouldn't you just be like staring at a pillow while she was way down there?
Brian.
Chrissy, why haven't you thought about this?
No, in my head, I know a bunch of different positions that would work with this, but you need to go back to your tantra studying.
I don't tantra studying. I just say that. I didn't actually do anything.
First met Mason, I thought he was the most adorable person on the planet. I like older men because they're more mature. I just love the way they look. Like, I actually like gray hair and bald guys.
Oh, thanks. Why are you going to bring in bald guys into the conversation?
I don't know. That's what I'm attracted to. Mason and I first communicated through Facebook. I thought he was really intelligent.
I'm not going to put myself down. I think I'm a nice guy. I think I'm a fun guy to be with. I think I have a lot to offer. But the truth of the matter is, I don't see myself as being in her league. So when she expressed interest in actually being in a relationship with me, I think I was as shocked as anybody.
I think I'm more shocked than you were, Mason, just to be honest about it.
Relationship progressed so quickly because we just hit it off right away.
Well, because he's using his money to fly you around.
Yeah,
to,
that's right.
Resorts and showering you with gifts.
You're so right about this. You're basically piggybacking off of the small sliver of fame that he had. And now he's an entrepreneur whoring you out on the internet. I'm sure, I take that back. I'm sure you have your own choices in the matter. And that's what you choose to do. That's fine. But I see this as being a mutually beneficial relationship in some ways.
I think so too.
Probably when she met him, he was the more affluent of the two, and so he could afford some things that she liked, and now she's probably making good money, maybe even better money than his, and now, you know,
he's managing her, so.
That's right, just like a pimp.
Somebody, and you end up talking effortlessly, no uncomfortable moments of real silence. That's kind of unusual, and I think that she felt that way as well.
He said, "I love you," about a week into the relationship.
I bet he did.
Good for you, Mason. Good for you. Hell yeah, you say I love you. You say I love you the first date. If you're Mason and she shows up, you say I love you the first date. That's you put a ring on it immediately. Yeah. You say, excuse me while I go to the bathroom, and you pay to take somebody's ring off their finger.
She said back very quickly. There was no real pause or delay. She just said, I love you too. Back in the 70s and the 80s, I was a really famous child actor. But
I don't remember anything you did. Oh, he was in the cereal commercials. Mikey, I like it. The Life cereal commercials.
Oh, is that what
he
was?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Career with most young actors, you know, kind of fizzled out for a while. I owned bars and restaurants for 20 years here in New York City. Retired from that a couple of years ago, and I've kind of been living the life of leisure really ever since.
I do adult modeling, webcam modeling.
Yeah, there we go.
Seems like a super interesting life they have, because so far they've showed two scenes, one where they're laying on the couch watching Netflix and one where she's laying on the bed watching him work on his computer.
Yes.
Hey guys, what are you up to tonight? It's not just like a sexual thing. I like to actually talk to people. I like to get to know people, ask them where they're from, and we just start talking about whatever.
Wow.
What a conversation.
Where are you from? Whatever.
And where are you from? Whatever. What did you say? Oh, yeah. I'll show you my nipples. 1 second. Yeah. I'm sure that's what the guys on the other end like, too. They like getting to know you.
You got ready to cam?
Are you getting ready to cam, babe? We need some more groceries. You getting ready to cam? Get your cam gear on. I'd love to say that.
Yeah.
Hey, Odley, let's get some cam gear on. It's got to make this.
Hey, if they both find pleasure in this and it works for them, then go for it.
Yeah, yeah. We all understand. It's fine. And everything's great and wonderful and dandy. Yeah. But I mean, you know, let's take it at like face value. You getting ready to cam? Rent's due on Tuesday.
Yeah. She really enjoys it. And there are times when, you know, I'll watch her do something and I'll cringe a little bit, you know, because the whole camming thing was something I was never personally into. I don't get jealous. No, I don't really understand why men feel compelled to do this.
When he is him and she is her, you get a bit jealous to the side.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
that's going to get completely out of your mind.
Mason, I'm with you. I don't understand. Not Mason, I'm with you. I would absolutely be raging upset if it's just me personally. Like, yeah. I don't think I'd want to have a wife or a girlfriend who was doing cam modeling. I guess it's better than being a sex worker in some sense. There's some distance between the two of you, but I don't know. There's something I don't think I would want that in my own mm-hmm. personal relationship. And Mason saying that he doesn't understand why men are into this. Pussy. That's why men are into this. Vagina.
Yeah, well, too, I was going to say, but if you met a girl who was already doing it,
then
you know what you're getting into, so.
Yeah, I dated a stripper, and I actually get upset by the fact that she was stripping.
There you go,
yeah.
Same.
Well, I was also a young kid, and I was just super happy to be with anybody.
Right. Well,
well, there you go, Mason.
Usually when Sarah's counting, I'll just be watching television, quite honestly. I know that it's a show. The real Sarah is not the one that's doing all the outrageous, outlandish, you know, fun things that she does.
Have a good night.
With Mason's background as a child.
Have a good night. She's fully clothed. That seems like a pretty tame cam model, first of all. Second of all,
talking.
I wouldn't be in the other room watching TV. I would be in the, I'd be in the other room watching the TV of my cam model girlfriend doing her cam thing.
Star, it wasn't long before Sarah was judged for being with him for all the wrong reasons.
I've gotten a few reactions when we're out.
A lot of people have come out and, you know, like, really? You're with dude? Like, why? You know, is it for the money?
Okay, that really upsets me when people say that I'm with him for his money, because I can date 20 guys who will give me an allowance, you know? So
you do date 20 guys who give you an allowance. Yeah. They just happen to be online.
I don't need to be with him for his money.
No, that looks nice. That goes well with the dress, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I have been a sugar baby before. It can be like fun sometimes. Getting paid $300 to go to dinner is pretty decent. But I just, ever since I started talking to Mason, I just decided that I didn't want that anymore.
I just decided that I'd just rather have one sugar daddy than all the other sugar, than the 20 guys giving me money. I'm going to reserve judgment here for a second.
I just feel like I'm happy to be in a relationship with him.
Sarah's never asked me for a
blame. Also, that, let's be clear, she's getting a lot of camera time on these shows that she's going on, so there's some benefit to causing a stir and attention.
Yeah. There, you know,
because there's got to be a million cam girls out there.
Giselle and Tom Brady, Kanye and Kim, Mason and whatever her name is. Yeah, you know, there's like, they're a power couple. It's a power couple thing.
Well, no, I'm saying if there's got to be a million cam girls out there. And so how do you differentiate yourself? Well, this is a way.
Yeah, date this guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's the girl that dates Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Today is a big day for the couple. Sarah is introducing Mason to one of her oldest friends.
I use the mobility scooter.
The Shaman Mitchell. Shaman Paul Mitchell.
Because I've had a couple of accidents in my life, and I find that as I'm getting a little bit older, I'm developing a little bit of arthritic pain. So
who
it really is
a doesn't want to ride on the back of an electric scooter?
Which 26-year-old cam model doesn't want to run on the back of a runaway or his getaway, whatever those things are called?
Roustabout?
What's that?
Of convenience for us because it's fun and it saves a lot on cabs.
She had her hood on.
I know she has her hood on. She's got a mini skirt on. She's wearing what she just wore to cam model.
A fur lined hood.
Yeah. Just to let you know, if you're listening to this, it's Mason driving his hover around. You've seen the commercials, the ones with the people at the Grand Canyon that are dangerously too close with their hover rounds. My hover round gave me freedom as they fall down the Grand Canyon. And she's on the back. 24-year-old, smoking hot woman, is on the back in a tight mini skirt in the middle of winter in New York. And Mason's driving around with his furry little dog up front. Yeah.
This will be the first time any of Sarah's friends have met her new partner.
So I'm really excited about meeting Victor. That'll be fun.
Victor.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's really excited. That's that's what someone says when they're not really excited. They just want you to think they are. So I'm really terrified about meeting your friend Victor. But I'm also excited in a terrified way.
It's the first time in our relationship that I've met any of her friends.
He's probably shown her off to every single
you
person
know
he knows.
Yeah. He's got her on his IMDb page. She, however... What is it, 2 years ago that they got together, they were on ITV, and now finally he's meeting one of her friends?
Well, it said as of this, it was 7 months.
Oh, it was 7 months that they've been dating? Yeah, and I think the friend, at least according to the preview that we got, is probably closer to his age than he is to her age.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be here soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be here soon. I ain't got all day sitting around. I gotta take my prostate medication. I gotta ride my hover on down to the cafe and get my groceries.
My God, Victor, what's taking you so long?
Victor has traveled all the way from Boston to meet the couple.
I've met some
all
of her.
Way.
All the way.
Not that far.
Boston's an hour train ride from New York. All the way from.
I thought he was gonna say from India.
Yeah.
Significant others in the past. But I'm really excited to meet this one because sounds very different. And. Specific ways, I guess, yeah.
And what are those specific ways? Would you point those out for us here on the show? Of course you won't.
I thought we saw him.
A year ago.
Okay. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. I really hope that Victor likes him.
Me too.
He's sweating his nuts
off. What is he
going
to say?
Yeah, what is he going to say? You're short, ugly, old, and fat. Yeah. And you drive a hover around. Stop keeping my friend in indentured cam modeling forever.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh my God.
6 months, how are you doing? How you doing, man? Good to meet you. Good to meet you, man.
Mason, right?
That's me.
Victor.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Nice to see you. Good to have you. Glad you're here. Hello. Hello. How you doing? How was the train ride? He's so nervous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
We had some mutual friends.
Okay.
And then she reached out to me on Facebook just to say hi and sent me like a friend request. And of course, I'm not going to say
you
no.
You pursued him. This is...
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All the work, kinda,
all
yeah.
All the work that we've been doing in our shaman teachings have led to this.
What part of my 17-day tantra cleanse... Did I say, meet one of the strangest men on earth and be his boyfriend? Have you not learned anything from me? With your taut little body, I thought you'd go out there and see the world and do things and do people. But no, you're stuck in New York in a tiny little apartment on a hover-round doing cam modeling.
Yeah, and even the night before that I was supposed to arrive, she sent me a PM on Facebook saying, are you still planning on coming? But by the way, Victor, I swear to you, it totally didn't even occur to me that this beautiful, young, you know, exotic, gorgeous creature.
I swear to you, I had no intention of fucking your friend. He sounds like he's in a court of law.
I know, it just happened.
I know, just happened. She pursued me. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I really had no idea that she was hot and sexy until I took a moment to look at her picture.
Could ever fall for a guy like me. Oh, damn. Yeah. But my intention is to be the best boyfriend that she's ever had. That's really sweet of you. That's really sweet of you. I mean, she calls me grumpy, you know, old man sometimes, and I am. you know, I mean, I'm 54, dude. It happens.
It happens, dude. It happens. Sometimes I lash out and send my attack dog on, my attack squirrel to her. What kind
that
of dog is
does
that?
Look like a
Pomeranian? Yeah. Oh. Mm. You know what's worse than a Yorkie? A Pomeranian. Well, they seem
We've
like they're getting along.
A wonderful conversation.
Yeah.
And it's nice to, you know, to be able to talk to somebody who has also known Sarah for basically a fourth of her life.
Really thought that, like, it would go really well.
I think that we really see eye to eye on a lot of things. Yeah. It's been really a lot of fun.
I think we see eye to eye on a lot of things is what someone says when they're pretty sure someone doesn't like you. We say eye to eye on a lot of things. Except for all the things that are important.
So Sarah does actually act different around Mason than I've seen her with other significant others. There's a different demeanor about her. She's not all... Before, I could see her on the defense and stuff, and like now she's so relaxed. It's beautiful. Right, it's me right here.
Aww. Victor approves.
Victor approves.
He does.
And if I'm going to trust anybody in this situation, it's Victor.
Obviously, we're lovers, but at the same time, I think that we're also good friends. Like,
that's
I think
important.
We really...
That is important. Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, for all the fun we're having with this, at the end of the day, if they love each other, then why the fuck not, I guess. At the end of the day, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Would you date Mason?
No.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Enjoy being around each other.
I don't worry about what people think. I'm really, like, happy to be with Mason, so... You know,
I'm happy to do it with her.
Well, from the little snippets that we got on ITV, now we see that 7 months later, they seem to be doing well with each other.
Love has bloomed.
Love has bloomed and blossomed in New York. She's hot on the cam scene.
Yeah.
He's hot on the hover-around scene,
yeah.
I guess. That's what he's doing. Do you want to watch about another couple?
Yeah.
There's three of them here.
Oh,
you want
to
watch another one?
Yeah. Okay. And the name of the show is called Love Don't Judge.
Yeah, it's the name of the channel.
The age difference is 30 years between us, exactly. But we seem to love everything that's the same. I realize that maybe I do want to have a child. It's complicated.
Are you going to cause a pregnancy? That's the stretch.
This is what I don't get. I don't get guys in their 60s that are looking to have children. Like Al Pacino just had another baby.
I just saw that.
I watched the most interesting... I'll take a pause right here just to tell you that I watched the most interesting TikTok video I think I've ever seen, and that was Beverly D'Angelo, mm-hmm. who was famously in all of the Vacation movies with Chevy Chase. She and Al Pacino were together lived together for like 7 years, but were together as a couple for like 20 years,
yeah.
and now they've been co-parenting two of their children. And Al Pacino just announced on Instagram that he introduced his fourth child, I think, third child, onto this earth. And he is 79
or something.
9 years old. Yeah, getting way up there.
Yeah.
He's 79.
Yeah.
The average lifespan for a male in this country is like 83 years old. So he's got 4 years left. That kid's not even going to be five. And there's better chances than not that dad won't be around.
Mm-hmm.
That to me... Alec Baldwin also has kids every year and a half or whatever it is,
he
too.
Does.
He's an old father also. But he's not that old. He's like, what, in his late 50s, I think, Alec Baldwin is?
He sounds about right.
So there's a chance that he's going to survive till these kids at least get to 18 years old. But Al Pacino, it's his right to have a child, certainly. I don't know how he did it. I don't know which medical miracle allowed him to have children like that. Do you? Because I don't know. I guess guys can get girls pregnant.
Oh,
until the day they
Charlie
die.
Charlie Chaplin famously was a very old dad.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
Charlie Chaplin. Now that's my kind of guy. Charlie Chaplin had children at an old age.
Yes.
How old was he? Do you know?
I just remember him being fairly old.
Like, really?
Right before he died, almost.
Right before he died, he had a new child.
I'll look it up.
Oh, but then you watch Al Pacino kind of walk around and do his thing. He really looks his age. Like Al Pacino is getting up there in numbers. But
there's a lot of medical advances now that are happening.
True.
And if you take care of yourself.
Three of my direct family members have lived over 100 in my lifetime.
I know.
Yeah. So.
And I have two grandparents that are 91 each.
My grandma's about to turn 100 in like 14 days or something like that. I know.
Amazing.
That's the fourth one that's lived over 100. God, I hope I don't live to 100. Chrissy, let me go at like 69. 69 sounds like a good age.
So yeah, so I had a mild fender bender traffic crash, and the funny thing was, is I don't know, I think I have a thing for a man in uniform. I was totally thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder if the officer's gonna be really cute. And Larry, he popped out of the car and I was like, oh, well, he's cute, but like, he's a little too old for me. And
wait, you got into a fender bender and the first thing you thought of is, I hope the officer is cute, and then Larry showed up?
Yeah.
Beavis? Beavis? This is blowing my mind.
We just had to keep in contact for the police report, and I just fell. Quick.
Really, it started out with a bunch of calls and texts, and he got really close really fast.
He was the policeman?
He was the policeman, or he was the other driver?
He was the policeman.
Oh, okay.
He was the policeman. He showed up. They had to do a report, and then he was texting with her back and forth.
Oh.
Isn't there some kind of decorum regarding like whether a police officer should be hitting on? I guess not. Maybe. I don't know. It's a, you know, she's young and beautiful. Mm-hmm. He is not.
No. There was no stopping it. Once it happened, there was no stopping it. And boom, here we are.
You got stuck with me.
I know.
He's just showing her something on his foot.
Look at my plantar fasciitis.
I don't know why that was interesting to the camera.
honey, come here. I got a new bunion.
Yeah, but I'm glad.
I'm happy.
Thanks.
Now everybody's going to make sure I do it. Now I have to jump in. Oh, gosh.
Ooh, that's cold.
That's like life advice, though. Just jump in and do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You look at me and you look at her and you realize there's the age gap. And
yeah, honestly, dude, she looks like your daughter. I mean, she looks like your daughter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that's another thing with age gap.
Oh, yeah.
Type things.
Is that you get a lot of like, is that your daughter? Mm-hmm. Is that your younger sister?
Well,
I don't know.
And now you don't know, so people don't want to say
no
anything.
Idea. Yeah.
And so I know my dad and I went to a golf tournament one time. I was definitely getting a few weird looks, like with my dad and I.
Oh, I didn't know you and your dad were dating.
Because the people, I think, thought that we were dating.
Oh, they did? Oh, that is weird. That is weird. Are you guys holding hands or something?
No, oh. But I mean, we showed up together. We're together.
And then people just assume you're dating?
I don't know.
This is why we got to start dating our own age, because the whole world is like, you just never know.
Process didn't even really register initially. It was, oh, wow.
Want me to dunk you?
No.
No.
Mess up the
for everything to snowball to get to the point where we're sitting here now, having been married for a couple of years.
Oh, they're married.
A couple of years.
Yeah, they got married.
And she's living in Hudson, Florida with him. She likes that retired life. I don't know where Hudson, Florida is, but I assume
it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, honestly. Yeah, if I could go down to the villages and just pass the time,
right.
Boinking some old lady.
Yeah.
Like Marlon.
Right.
It's just me, Marlon.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm I've won the lottery.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you did.
She's gorgeous.
Dedication and then love. The love.
That looks like a nice house.
Yeah, it looks like a nice house your grandparents live in.
Yeah.
The top row.
With a palm tree painted on the side of the
well,
house.
You know.
Yeah, there's weird style down in Florida. It's a weird style. It's a weird mix of styles down there.
You put it back on the top.
The age difference scared me, and I was terrified of what everybody else would think. And now it doesn't matter. People still look. People stare at us sometimes. People make comments. It doesn't really bother us now, but it did.
Wait,
so my
one second.
Family was the hardest to tell just because I was afraid of what they would think. I did eventually tell them all.
Whoa. Wait, was this their social night?
This is their social night. They're playing Jenga with guys that are even older than Larry. This lady must have like some kind of fetish or something. She's fantasizing about retiring.
Yeah.
Like the retirement village turns her on. She's wet. But what I'm noticing is there was a small moment there where they showed everybody in the room and there was a younger guy that had his arm around her. I'm wondering if that's her brother or his son.
Or her dad.
Or her dad. They look the same age, but yeah, it could be her dad.
Concerns.
Wait. Side note, I looked it up. Okay, so Charlie Chaplin my calculations quick here while we're doing this show.
Yeah.
Looks like he was like 74.
74 when he had his last kid?
Yeah. Well, the last kid was born in 62 and he died in 80. He died at 88.
He died in 77.
So anyways,
in 77.
Somewhere around
and he had the last kid when he was 72. So 16 years old.
Yeah.
The kid was 16 years old.
When he died.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame for the kid.
Yeah.
That possible.
What's that?
It was 12.
Oh, he was 12?
Don't
ask me to do math on the fly.
I can't either.
I was like, plus four, carry the one. I don't know.
He was in his 70s when he had his last child, so yeah. There you go.
I'm a product of Catholic school education. I tell you about the Bible, but ask me to do math on the fly? No, thanks.
Had were the difference in
the
age.
That's the parents.
That's the parents. They look 20 years younger than the husband does.
Yes.
This is where it gets a little weird, I think. Yeah. Uh-huh. If I'm a dad... And my precious little angel is dating some old, old retired guy who has playing Jenga is a fun night out. I just have to pull my daughter aside and say, honey, don't do this. And
like, would you rather have her do this or would you rather have her be a cam girl? Go.
Oh, marry the old guy for sure.
Okay.
Marry the old guy.
There you go. Yeah. That's what the dad's
doing. Yeah. Okay. That's true.
What's going to happen with financial stability going down the road? Who's going to be taking care of who?
There's a difference between someone.
You see the young guy in the video right here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, he needs to put some deodorant on because those sweat rings are awful.
It's hot in Florida.
When I was a teenager, I used to have sweat rings like that too, but that's when I was a teenager. This guy's well into his 30s or something.
And on camera.
Yeah. And he looks young and he's sticking close to this girl. So I'm wondering if that's a brother
maybe,
or if that's his son. Mm. And they're sleeping together behind his back. That's where my imagination goes.
So.
Yeah, this is like a good Ask TCB question.
At 20 and 50, which is where their current age gap is in their 20s and 50s, compared to being married, and then all of a sudden it's 50s and 80s. And that is a little concerning because you're in a different place in your life. You know, you're going to be more of a caregiver when you're kind of in a prime zone, possibly. I was very concerned about her not having children and perhaps being alone. Plus, he's older than us, so what if we're all gone?
Terry, this is where things can get complicated.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, but they have a 32-year age gap between the two of them. You only have 22 years. So, and that's the kind of thing you have to worry about. Like, if when I'm in my 80s, at least Astrid will be in her late 60s.
Yes.
So it's not like it's going to suck for her, but hopefully I'm dead before then.
So my brother, Jimmy, he
you
took it
the
hardest.
You and I will be living at the retirement home.
Yeah, we're going to be down in the villages. Astrid's going to be up here with the kids or in Italy,
yes.
In the chalet.
Yes.
With Larry and I being a couple. And it really upset me because I was expecting him to take it totally different. Like,
did
I just
that
thought
that.
That was his brother.
Brother.
Yeah, okay, so
my
assumptions.
Her brother.
Her brother.
Okay.
So my assumptions were totally wrong. Meanwhile, who's the 106-year-old? Larry's friend here who's playing Jenga with both hands on the Jenga thing. You're breaking the rules, dude.
Would accept it and understand.
She did not tell me the age gap, so it was a bit of a shock for me walking into the house when you see a 50-year-old dude with your sister who's 24. Like, what is going on right now?
Wait, if this guy's 50... He looks terrible for 50 years old.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Like him at all at first. It was just definitely weird. Plus, all my friends would constantly like, yo, your sister's like so beautiful. What is she doing with someone so much older than her? Does he have money? And he's not rich and he's older. I mean, like, at least get a Bill Gates or something so I can get a boat out of this. I need something. There was none of that. However,
oh, how nice of you, asshole. What a shithead. My sister's in love. I don't get a boat out of it. It's not good.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we can't do this all day long, but maybe we'll get back to this at some point. We'll revisit it maybe on the next episode. We'll see. We'll see how we're feeling. You know, Terry, I did this whole episode just for you. And you know what I figured out? Don't date the 22-year-old. Get somebody your own age. You want to know why? Because I don't want to see you on one of these videos 3 years from now playing Jenga with octogenarians. Oh, Terry.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yes, it does. Okay, listen, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You'll find all the show notes. You can read more about Chris, read about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio. The whole catalog is right there at tcbpodcast.com. And we implore you, take our free stickers. We got 7,000 of them. Please, take them away from us. You can do that by going to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Leave us your physical address. Tell us you want a sticker. We'll send that to you with a nice note, gift wrap, right to your P.O. box or wherever. 1-855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. That's the phone number where you can text message us toll-free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We will take them all at TCB-8383. Also, we'd like to remind you, please go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, but most importantly, more importantly, watch our YouTube videos. People love them. We'd love you to watch them. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Go there, like, subscribe, comment on your favorite videos. Lots of you have been talking about the videos lately and your messages to us, and we really appreciate it. Also, if you have like 3 minutes in your day, you know where you can really help The Commercial Break? By posting a lovely review, or at least 5 stars for us. Maybe 4. I'll take 3. 2's not bad. 1, I guess, if you got it. Wherever. On your favorite podcast player, leave us a rating, leave us a review. That helps grow the show. We certainly appreciate all the people who have done so far, and we'd love it if you would do it when you get a chance in your day. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
So I'll say I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.